News Radio 620, KTAR.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cock your head to the side until I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying, get that together, come back and see me. 3 days in the living room. I realize it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me. But it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
And now, the men who put the P.U. back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like Leanne rhymes because I'm all about value.
Hey, we are all about value here, and if you value your privacy and your rights, this is a show you definitely want to pay attention to this week.
Privacy?
Privacy, yes. It is, in fact, the Computer Corner, as every week it has been for, I don't know, over a decade.
A decade?
Yeah, it's kind of scary. Dang. Speaking of which, it is Birthday Central here at the Computer Corner. Brandon's birthday is today, mine is tomorrow, as seemingly it has occurred that way.
That's weird, because last year your birthday was the day after mine as well.
It's like every year, it's like, how come mine can't be first?
Well, you know. Yeah. Hey, actually, yours was first, I hate to tell you. Years and years and years and years ahead of me.
I got you.
Years years and years and
all right,
years
enough of that, youngin.
And years ahead of me.
Of course, you're more than welcome to wish us happy birthdays.
Ken's like my great uncle almost.
You know, I can
the
push a button or two over there, too.
You're going to reach over blindly and just start hitting stuff?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Today's show is all about our birthdays. You want to just keep singing it? It's our birthdays, but more importantly, there's been a whole lot of news in the music world. If you're one of these folks that's been downloading music either legally or illegally, you may want to pay attention to what we have to say today as far as giving you the clear, concise version of what really is going on and what you probably should do if you're engaging in that activity.
The lowdown about stealing, I mean, sharing.
The try before
files.
You buy. Try before you buy is, you got to be careful how you do it now because they're coming after you.
Or are they?
They are. It always feels like someone's watching me.
And if somebody is watching you, or you feel like somebody's watching you, or you want somebody to watch you, or you just want to talk on the phone, we got some lines open, 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. We got lots of lines open right now, so now's your chance if you're one of those callers that always gets that busy signal.
I'm going to preempt Adam's acronym segment by an almost acronym, the RIAA. If you've not heard about this organization, it's the Recording Industry Association of America. It is basically the... it's like the good old boys club of the entertainment world for the for music artists, and they have some pretty substantial lobbying and financial power. And what they've been trying to do is convince people that file swapping is not a good idea. It's not legal, and you should cease and desist on your own. And of course, nobody's listening. So
they started by saying, "Please don't."
Yeah. Well, they said pretty please the second time.
Right.
Right.
Pretty please. And then I mean, years ago they tried to shut down the thing by closing down one of them, but that didn't stop it. Then they started, like, trying to threaten people, and that didn't stop it. So they started actually going after a couple hundred people and filed lawsuits, and it just keeps getting more and more and more.
They always went after the companies that had software or systems for their potential customers. You know, they're stealing customers.
So like Napster, that was the big one, obviously.
Right. They didn't want to go directly after the customer.
Well, because the customer
individual.
Of Napster was also the customer, potentially, yes. That would be buying the stuff if they could convince them to not steal or share or try before they buy.
But guess what? They've given up. Now they're going after the customer.
That means you.
So, they filed 261 lawsuits here recently against individuals that they... detected had large quantities, and here's the important part for you to remember here, at this point in time at least, they had large quantities of files they were sharing with others.
The suppliers, the big boy suppliers.
Right.
And, only 260 of the big boy suppliers. I'm sure, since there are probably billions of files, or at least copies of the same file in some instances, available out there, that... You know, they didn't get even a small percentage, a fraction of a percentage of the people that were actually sharing.
No. There's 60, 70, 80 million people involved in file sharing.
And a lot of them aren't in this country, so they can't get those people.
Well, what they're doing is they're able to look, let's say, for instance, Kazaa is probably the biggest Kazaa. Everybody calls it Kazaa.
Kazaa?
Kazaa. 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 That's why there's two A's.
Like, aha!
Huzzah! It's probably the largest community of users, and so you can go and very easily see how many files are available on any one of those users' hard drives. And actually, if you have some basic hardware, basic systems, you can actually go and detect what's called the IP address, the Internet Protocol address. And that's how they're tracking people down. They're basically getting that address, doing what's called a reverse lookup to figure out who the ISP is. For instance, if you're on the Cox Cable Network, they know that certain ranges of IPs belong to Cox. So then they subpoena Cox just to divulge the information about who was that person. And then they go after them by filing this lawsuit, and they try to settle out of court for a couple $1,000s. But basically, folks, they're trying to make an example out of those that have large quantities of files that are being shared.
They're hoping to scare you now, since they've pleaded and pretty pleaded with you. Now they're hoping to try to scare you into stopping. And if that doesn't work, I'm sure they'll go to the next level until they finally get at least some relief or some slowdown in that area. It's never going to go away completely because this thing is out there. It's on the Internet. And guess what? The Internet is global, so their reach can only reach inside the United States, one. And two, for everything that they do to try to detect you, people have now taken Kazaa, and it started to become easier to find people and track them down, and so they made a Kazaa Lite, and then somebody said, well, we have a better way to even hide the IP address a little bit better, and they made something called K++, and, you know, every couple weeks there's a new version coming out to try to counteract what these people are doing to be able to track you down. So it'll never go away completely. They're trying to see what they can do to slow it down.
So here's the deal. If you're a parent and you know your kids are involved in file sharing, you may be in that path, just like that 12-year-old girl that lives in a projects in New York that is on that list that got sued, and mom had to settle out of court for a couple $1,000s, which, you know, obviously this multi-billion dollar conglomerate known as the recording industry going after a 12-year-old girl for sharing files. I'm sure they didn't really want to do that, but she's become this poster child for the
right,
the anti-RIAA movement. So, anyway, there's a whole lot of information here. If you're a parent that's out there that's concerned, give us a holler. We'll give you some tips. Obviously, other parents that are listening can kind of figure out, okay, maybe I should do some of these things so that I don't get caught up in this wave like these other folks. Hey.
Is that your phone?
That's my phone.
Who could be... You know what? You need to answer that and find out what's more important than this show and our listeners.
Whoever's calling me when I'm on the air for the last 10 or 11 years, they obviously are not a very good friend.
Wow. Have they forgotten?
I guess not.
I mean, it's not like it's a regular occurrence. My bad.
No, I'm just kidding. So anyway, here's the deal. We're trying to get you up to speed on all the issues, including this amnesty program that they introduced. Is it something you should participate in? Well, you got to stay tuned because we're going to talk about that.
You don't even know what the amnesty program is? We're going to tell you what that is.
Right. They're saying, hey... Are you a thief? If you are, well, we'll see. Shall we go to Adam?
Actually, we're going to go to a break.
Well, shall we
when
go
we
to
come
break?
Back from the break, we're going to get Adam first thing. And, of course, your calls and questions, 602-277-5827. If you're getting a busy signal now, check out our website at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio section and scroll to the bottom where you can ask a question or make a suggestion right here live on the air. And we will be checking some of those throughout the breaks here. It is the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR.